I'll get a hold of you.
Get shaved once a week, the haircut every 2 weeks.
Yes, that's right, if I don't like you, Eddie.
Speech in Burbank, California, Thursday, September 23rd, 1948.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great privilege to me to introduce to you the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that introduction. What a crowd.
General!
Well, that's fine. Somebody tells me you're all Democrats. All right, a wonderful trip across California. Had a grand meeting in San Francisco and Oakland last night, and nearly every stop, intermediate stop, there've been crowds just like this. Not quite so large, but everybody in town was out and everybody in the surrounding country. I think they're interesting. I think you're anxious to know what the issues in this campaign are, and I'm taking the trouble to tell you. Then you'll have to use your own judgment. You'll have to use your own judgment on election day, and I'm sure you're not going to vote against yourselves. Because if you vote the Republican ticket, you will vote against yourselves. The issues are clearly drawn in this campaign. It's the special interests against the people. The Republican 80th Congress proved conclusively that Republican policy hasn't changed one bit. They're just as they were in 19, 20, 24, 28, and 32. They haven't changed a bit. This Congress tried its level best to turn the clock back. And if I hadn't been there to stand in the way and protect your interests, they'd have succeeded in turning the clock all the way back. It took a fall out of the farmer, it took a fall out of the laboring man, it took a fall out of the public generally, for the benefit of just a few. Now, I want you to study these issues. I want you to study them carefully. I don't want you to do like you did in 1946, stay at home, not vote. You see, you stayed at home in 46. Two-thirds of you stayed at home. The third of the voters in this country elected this terrible 80th Congress, and see what you got. Now, if you stay at home this time, you'll get just what you deserve. I don't think you're going to do it. I don't think you're going to do it. I'm urging you with everything I've got. Go to the polls on election day, November the 2nd, and I hope you all got registered today. And vote the Democratic ticket straight, and then the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you very much.
Present the boss.
Miss Sherman.
Miss Sherman.
Hello, Miss
One more, President. We want you.
One of our former Democrats. Come on, hurry, Horace. Come on, I've got to get going in a minute. Hi, Sonny. General Joe Dahl, you remember him?
Yes,
come on,
Horace.
The Girl Scouts, where did you go? Good evening. Horace, talk to you all about my
Hello, Harry.
Well, hello.
Here's Dick and Charlie. Hello, Harry.
Yes, Charlie, Dick and Nick.
Just 1 minute. I ought to get a picture of the Girl Scouts, President.
Will we go back out through that way?
No, we better go down this way.
You get over on the other side there, and the other one. You stand right over there, and you stand between you. Hello, Everett. All right.
Randall. Now,
just Charlie. Here we are,
President. Come on, General.
Are they ready for the picture?
No, but I wanted to get one for the Valley Times, that Republican paper, and get it on the front page.
All right, let me go, Nick. Okay,